Hi, it's Jenny Lupke. I'm Technical Director for The Splendid Table. And as you've heard from the rest of the team, we've been scouring the archives in search of food inspiration that we can pass along while we're all hunkered down at home. I've seen a lot of posts on social media lately, and a lot of people are doing really ambitious project cooking and baking from the looks of the posts. But it occurred to me that many of us are really busy right now. We're still working at home, we're trying to take care of kids, and we're just busy trying to hold everything together, frankly. So maybe food and meal prep is kind of taking a back seat right now, or maybe we'd like it to take more of a back seat. And I remember an interview that Sally had done a while back with Faith Durand. She's editor-in-chief of The Kitchen site, where you'll also find some great food inspiration, by the way. Oh, and you should really follow them on social, too. Anyway, if you'd rather take a kind of get it done than a get creative approach to feeding yourself and your family right now, I figured it would be a great time to enlist the help of a tool that could take some of that work off your shoulders. And I'm thinking about your friend, the slow cooker. Here's that conversation that Sally and Faith had.
Faith, nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So what is your take on the slow cooker, previously known as the crock pot?
I think it's like your sous chef or your prep cook.
Huh, I hadn't thought about it that way.
It does the hard work while you're busy doing other more glamorous and exciting things in the kitchen. It's the little tool that just keeps on going in the background.
I think traditionally people think about chili con carne and stewed meats. What about vegetables? Do you have a take on using it for vegetarians and vegans?
There are a lot of vegetarian recipes you can do in the slow cooker. Of course, vegetarian chilies, vegetarian soups, all of those sorts of things. But I think when I think about vegetarian meals, I think more in terms of components. So the slow cooker is a wonderful tool for making a big pot of beans, for instance, mm-hmm. or making a pot of vegetable stock overnight, or even doing a batch of baked potatoes.
What? How would you do baked potatoes?
You wrap them up, you put them in the slow cooker, and let them go.
Wow, so you're just essentially using it like an oven.
Exactly.
I noticed that you talk about doing oatmeal, which I never would have thought
yes.
of. So talk me through that.
I like to do steel-cut oats, first of all. I love steel-cut oats. They're firmer. They get a little creamy in the slow cooker. And you simply put them in overnight with milk or water. You can add spices. You could add dried fruit. And you just set it on low, let it cook overnight. And in the morning, you wake up to a hot bowl of oatmeal.
So no pre-soaking with that?
Nope.
And what about, tell me how you would do a vegetable stock? Because that seems like a long time to be... Vegetable stocks tend to be quicker for the most
part. Sure. I think that you can do, first of all, you could do a quicker vegetable stock. Let's say you want one for dinner in the evening. You start it at 10 in the morning, go away, it cooks for 6 hours. It'll be great. But sometimes I like to do a deeper, richer vegetable stock with roasted vegetables, maybe tougher, harder vegetables. And you can let that go overnight, 8 hours, 10 hours, on low, of course.
You know, it's interesting because I don't think that we necessarily embrace really slow-cooked vegetables. I think we're still very much oriented toward liking our vegetables crisper than softer.
Yes.
Which, what's your take on that?
I think that there are a lot of vegetables that benefit from long, slow cooking. And personally, I tend to gravitate towards those. For instance, I love green beans when they've really cooked for a long time in that Greek-style way with some spice and some tomatoes. They get silky and supple and in that kind of long, slow cooking. And the slow cooker can help you do that.
And what about cooking greens? Have you ever done any greens in a slow cooker?
I don't do a lot of greens in the slow cooker, although I have been meaning to work with collard greens because collard greens, they need that long,
I know,
slow
that seems
simmer.
To me.
And they just make such a wonderful sauce that I think a long overnight cook in the slow cooker, especially with a lot of aromatics and a lot of garlic, would be absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm. Just like those Southern mothers used to do.
That's right.
And have you taken on fruit with a slow cooker?
Absolutely. You can use the slow cooker to do the long, slow, steamy work of cooking down fruit into apple butter or pear butter. It's kind of a fall chore, but it's a wonderful treat to have around. You just throw a batch of applesauce or apple puree into the slow cooker and let it cook for a long time, and you're left with, you know, that sweet, spreadable, creamy fruit butter.
Okay, Faith, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Faith Durand, editor-in-chief of The Kitchen Site, talking with our managing producer, Sally Swift, a while back. And those are pretty solid ideas, I think, especially if you are overwhelmed by the thought of anything more ambitious than a piece of toast lately. Am I right? Actually, it sounds like a small thing, but it might be comforting right now to wake up to a warm batch of steel-cut oats. Or think about Faith's idea to let a crock pot help a basic vegetable broth develop some great flavor during the day while you're busy, you know, working from home, wrangling the kids, and washing your hands for the millionth time. Then, when everybody wants supper later, you can just throw in some sautéed onion and garlic and maybe some other leftover cooked vegetables or meat or rice or pasta, and then simmer that for a bit. And soup is ready by the time everybody's done washing their hands again for supper. So give yourself a hand and just haul out your crock pot. And also, we really want to hear from you. Find us on social at Splendid Table and let us know what would be, you know, helpful to hear from us right now. And as always, thank you so much for listening. You are always our biggest inspiration. Hang in there. I'm Jenny Lupke.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.